that across the board.
For me,
I won't say across the board.
And I think we need to get back to space.
Amongst friends. Conversations for the grown and sexy, where we discuss everything concerning life, love, sex, and relationships.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Amongst Friends, where the conversation is for the grown and sexy. Because we're telling it like it T.I. is, and tonight we welcome everyone to leave their cut cards at the door. Why am I saying that? Because tonight we're discussing he say and what she think he said, closing the door on illusions and or smoke screens, and accepting the reality that he or she doesn't really want you. I'm your moderator tonight, Deidre Robertson, and with me on the call we have Joe Snyder. Say hello.
Hey.
Joe. We
hey,
have
everybody.
Reno.
Hello.
And later on the call, we'll have PJ Morgan, possibly, and Heather Owens. So tonight, if you want to join us in the conversation, please call us at 760-683-2662. All righty. Now, I don't know if you guys were able to read the book or even catch the movie where he's just not that into you. And it's basically a movie and a book that talks about a group of people that are kind of navigating their various relationships from the shallow end of the dating pool through the deep, murky waters of married life, and then trying to read the signs of the opposite sex and hoping to be the exceptions to the no exceptions rule. So, like the character in the book, for me, I get a little frustrated when people are not able to kind of say what they mean and mean what they say. So, Joey, tell me, how do you feel about, or tell me situations where you have spoken to a young lady and said something and she totally misinterpreted what you said?
How about all of my life? I don't know. For me, and this, you know, on a personal level, I just always feel like as much as I know about effective communication, as much as I know about speaking my mind or being honest and truthful, for most women, when I communicate with them, is they get a total different message than what I have given. And so you ask me a particular situation, and I'm like, I can give you hundreds. But I guess for one, one particular example is just, you know, being able, I was telling this young lady, look, I'm really looking for a relationship, and I want to, you know, and I think I need to be able to see that in you. And she kind of took it as I wanted to get married immediately. And she just kind of wrote me off as, like, this stalker-type person. And I'm just like, no, that's not what I said. I'm not saying I want to get married to you today or tomorrow. I just said I'm looking for a relationship. I want something serious, and I don't want to be married, like, right away. And, you know, that didn't go through because I kind of looked crazy to her, like, you talking about marriage and we haven't even been out on the first date. So, I don't know. I think as far as your question to me, how does it feel, it's frustrating that men and women can't communicate, or some men and some women can't really communicate and understand each other, and they feel as though, I mean, whatever the message is, they don't get it. They don't get it right off hand. Which is very, very frustrating for me, especially.
Okay.
Whatever question.
Okay. We really like to hear your thoughts tonight, so you can join us in the conversation at 760-683-2662. Patrice, what are your experiences?
My experiences on what?
Your experiences in with either you saying something to someone or you hearing something and it being totally misconstrued.
Well, I don't do much of the talking in the beginning about the relationship. I always make sure I remain reserved. I mean, trust me, I do talk about myself a lot. But when it comes to talking to him about me and him, I kind of remain reserved because I like for him to lead. And I think that I'm better off with knowing what he wants with his actions first before I start talking about future. Of course, in my head, I'm having a whole different conversation and building, and we're probably at the altar getting married. But when it comes to, out loud conversation, no, I remain reserved. He probably would think that I am so even not into him until I know for sure that he is in love.
Okay. So he has to be all in out telling you, I am totally into you, I'm ready to move forward, before he would even know that you're ready to even take it to the next level.
I don't think that's healthy. That's just what I do. It's not, to me, I wouldn't advise anybody to do that. It's not healthy. I think that I need to learn how to be more vulnerable and how to allow the opposite sex to see me want them. And I think that's okay. It's okay to have the feelings that you have. But I have the hang-up of not wanting him to see my vulnerability because I look at it as a weakness for some reason. And I don't feel comfortable with letting him know that how much I like him. Because it's just that whole protection thing. You know, you've been hurt so many times that this is what's honestly naturally happened and built over time because of pain. So I think that I am in the wrong for what I do, but it's natural. I'm just telling you my experience in that situation. I don't say jack until he looks at me and say, I'm in love with you. Patrice, I'm in love with you, and
wow.
I can't see life without you, Patrice, I'm in love with you.
How do you really?
And then he gets everything after that.
Okay, Patrice, okay, so how many times has that happened?
In every single relationship, and that is so wrong. Yeah, I've never been the one that will say it. Never be the one. It's just too much of a hassle to be rejected, and I'm not a fan of rejection. But every single time it happens like that, you know, I'll be like, "How do you feel about me? I think I'm in love with you, Patrice. Come on, hey Joey, you know what?"
Wow. So, Joey, let me ask you this.
Okay.
So, Joey, so you get a female like Patrice who has said nothing to you. You were just taking her out. Y'all are having a good time, but you have no clue how she feels about you. I mean, do you... As a male in a relationship, are you looking for the girl to kind of tell you up front, you know, where she would like to go in a relationship, or would you like to kind of ease into it, or would you like to, as Patrice said, would you like to lead into it, lead her into how this relationship is going to go?
Well, first of all, let me just, if I'm in a relationship or I'm dating someone and she does not give me any verbal cues that she is into me, like, that must be a problem for me, like, because I don't like to guess. I don't like to read minds. I'm not really good at it. So, you know, I mean, your actions do speak loud, but I do need you to speak it at the same time, too. So if she's just sitting up there waiting for me to profess my love and she's not saying, like, she's just not saying anything, even if it's just, like, little cues, like, man, I just like being around you, or, God, you just smell good, I always want to sniff you, or something like that, I'm going to be nervous. Like, I'm gonna be very nervous. But I do think, just in my opinion, I do believe that it, you know, it is kind of the one of the roles that a man should play is letting, like, is letting the female know right from the start, hey, this is my expectations, this is what I want from a relationship, and that the woman should respond in what she wants to. Because, we, you know, it is kind of like, if you, unless you have a new age woman, but if it is kind of like if it's two traditional people, yeah, the man would profess first or kind of like put it out there like where they want this relationship to go. And then hopefully, Patrice, the woman would respond with some type of answer to that. But honestly, it has been my experience, and it hasn't been till recently as I've gotten older that, you know, it's been my experience that women have come to me first.
Really?
Because I am absolutely oblivious most times on, like, signs and symptoms of someone even liking me. So most times it's the woman that'll come to me. But as I've gotten older and a little more confident, I have been able to kind of approach a woman and, you know, either ask them out or tell them, you know, I'm feeling them or what my intentions are, kind of thing. But in the beginning, they got tired of throwing out hints, and they just came out and said, look, I like you, or I'm feeling you, because you just oblivious.
Okay. Well, now, by all means, again, people, please call in to us and tell us how you're feeling about the conversation. You can reach us at 760-683-2662. Call in and join in on the conversation and let us know how you feel. So in my going through different things and, you know, about the topic, what do you feel some of the signs are that he or she is really not that into you? Like, what are some of the things that you would say? Like, I've seen a couple of lists, like if he ignores or shows you disrespect, or if, well, hold up. Let me just say, this is not just what a guy is doing. These are also signs of what a female be doing as well. He shoots down any social invitations, never wants you to meet his friends or family. They don't call you back the same day or answer the phone when you call. All you're getting is internet communication. They're hitting on you, hitting on or hooking up with other women. Patrice and Joy, give me some of the signs that they're just not that into you.
Go ahead, Joy.
No, you go ahead. Yay.
No, I was just going to say, I honestly do take into consideration that men are, they think completely different. Their timing is completely different. Where I would want him to call me in 2 or 3 days, he'll wait a week, and to him it'll be as if it was my timing. So I do take into consideration that the timing for men is different from women. And not only that, but I don't kid myself either. If he does not, you know, is not responding as much as I'm responding, then I need to say, okay, he has something else going on. Still, it doesn't mean that he's not attracted to me or doesn't like me, but there are other things happening that's causing him to not respond as quick as I would like him to respond. So I don't go immediately into the, oh, he doesn't like me type of deal or whatever, but I do pay attention. You know, I do pay attention, and when I'm tired of taking up for him and making excuses for him, then I'm done. It's completely, you know, it's a done deal. But other than that, I always keep in mind that men think different. Their thinking patterns are different. Their timing is different. So always give him the benefit of the doubt and, you know, be slow to respond. And don't jump off like, oh, that Bama, you know, whatever, all quick, because you honestly never know. You honestly never know. I've been through too much to be, you know, where I was wrong a lot of times with just assuming why he didn't respond quicker or why he canceled or why this and why that. And I've been, most of the time, I've been wrong. So I've learned my lesson with that. I try not to put too much energy in trying to figure him out. If he wants me, he wants me. If he does not, he doesn't, you know.
Okay. I'm gonna come back to put a pin right there, Patrice. We're gonna come back to that. People call in tonight. The number is 760-683-2662. We do have a caller on the line, Jeff.
Yes.
Welcome
to
Among Friends.
Hey, how you doing, everybody?
Hello. Hey, Jeff.
Yeah. All right. Well, my comment is more directed toward Patrice and what she was saying about the fact that, you know, she waits until, you know, he's like, oh, baby, I love you, before she opens her mouth to say whatever. And all I could think about was that he's telling her all of his feelings, and she's just sitting there taking it in, but she's looking like a cobra, just swaying back and forth, waiting for the perfect time to strike. And then when she does, it's like, okay, I'm about to give it to him, all my feelings, everything that I've been holding up, and then here it goes, pow! And then the guy is, I don't know, is that like a, Patrice, tell everybody, is that like a deer in the headlights thing for the guy? Or, I mean, how do you get received when you do that? Is it usually an overwhelming thing for the guy, or does he just take it in to be like, I knew she was feeling me? How does that work for you?
No, it's a shock most of the time. Definitely a shock. It's definitely a shock, and they continue to get shocked because, you know, like you said, a deer in the head, and that was perfect. The cobra thing, that is so, oh, God, I see that. That's amazing, because I'm actually holding back. And I'm waiting, honestly, to probably see, does he deserve what I'm about to give him, is what I'm thinking the whole time. Now, he does know I like him. Okay, the words, I like you, will come out. But, you know, I've had guys look at me and say, I really thought you hated me. You know, hate was the word that they used.
Wow,
so
that's
so it will be a
word.
Shock. It's just, yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I just totally lost my train of thought. So, Joy, come on. Give me some signs.
And again, anybody can feel free to challenge me, but signs that a man is not attracted to a woman. One, if he completely, like, has no, like, there's no touching, you know, he's, like, not trying to find a way to touch you on your shoulder or something like that. He doesn't, of course, return your call, or your calls are not a priority to him, your text messages, emails, whatever. Those are some signs that he's not into you. If his conversation is light with you all the time, if he has nothing, if he's not paying attention to what you're saying, if he's not smiling at you, if, you know, just those kind of things, some signs that he's not into you, definitely. For a woman, if a woman is not into you, they don't, of course, they don't make you a priority. They don't really laugh at anything that you say, whereas a woman that is into you, she will, like, I don't know, she just finds it funny, or, like, something about you just makes her giggle. If she's not even laughing a little bit, or she's giving you that, that kind of thing, he might not be into you. If she's not finding a way to touch you in some way, and I'm not talking about nasty kind of touch, you know, just grabbing straight for your genitals. But, you know, grab it, like touching your shoulder or finding some way, like not looking at you, not giving you that sexy smile, she might not be into you. And some women are really bold and would just be like, nah, player, you got to go look somewhere else because I'm not feeling you at all. I get some other things, some other signs. Like I said, it's pretty much if you're not a priority for them at all, even in the beginning stage, if men and women, if you're not a, you'll know you're a priority for them because you'll know the time length and when they respond to your phone calls or your text messages, or they will let you know, hey, I'm at work right now, but I'm going to call you back, or let me hit you up on GChat or something. Like, they'll make you a priority in their life if they're into you. And if they're not, then you know, that's your sign right there. And I think that's really big. That's a big one, becoming a priority for the person, even in the beginning stages. Like, if they will make time if they're into you. And if male or female, they're not making any kind of time, if they respond to you at the end of the day, even if it's just like, hey, I'm really busy right now, but I'm going to find some way to communicate with you. If they don't do any of that, then to me, they're not into you. And that's just sometimes like right off the top of my head kind of thing.
Okay, well, let me switch it up a bit. People, you call in today and join us in the conversation at 760-683-2662. Let's flip it around. You know, we all hear the old saying, when someone shows you who they are, you should believe them, which is basically saying, you know, actions speak louder than words, right? So what happens, Joey and Patrice, when you have someone who is, quote unquote, making you a priority, however, but what they're saying doesn't, like their actions are saying, I want to be in a relationship with you. I want to spend time with you. Like I'm at your house 3 or 4 days out the week. But then when you talk to me, you're saying, yeah, I just want to be friends. Or it's, you shouldn't talk to this dude because he ain't the right one for you. Or he's not me. Or she's not me. What do you do in those situations?
A lot of times I believe that when we have attraction towards somebody, it's not always a love romantic attraction. We think it is. We think automatically attraction means I should like you or something. A lot of times that attraction is just the fact that you guys have some kind of purpose together. But what we do as human, as the human race, we immediately jump into a romantic thought. So I think that we should consider that maybe we aren't good romantically. Maybe we're not supposed to be romantically attracted to each other. Maybe this is an attraction of life. Maybe I'm just attracted to the type of person that you are, and let's see how we could, change the world together as friends, you know. I've ran into a lot of situations where that's happened to me, you know. You meet the guy and you're attracted, and I'm instantly thinking it's romantic. But we end up being extremely good friends. Now, you know, I'm not saying that they're not trying their hand. Men always try their hand romantically, whether you done told them they're a friend or not. So after they finally get the idea, hey, she is so not going to give me that, then I think they really settle into the friendship, you know. And you know, honestly, I think that we should consider maybe this attraction should not be towards romance all the freaking time. Just because I'm attracted to you does not mean that we would do well romantically.
Joy, what are your thoughts on that?
If their actions are saying one thing, are saying that they want to be in a relationship with you, but their words, when you talk to them, they don't add up.
Correct.
I don't know. That's one of the things that is quite confusing, especially when your actions are saying one thing in the right direction, but your words are saying something in something totally different, which, I don't know, it is kind of confusing. And I think one of the things you would have to do is really sit down and talk to them about what you have noticed in their actions. Like, you know what, and that's funny because I've been talking to a few friends about this too, because their actions, like they are making time for you. They are introducing you to their family, which is a big indicator that they're into you. They, you know, they are helping you with bills, or they are concerned about your well-being, and their actions are just speaking. But when you talk to them, they say, I'm not ready to be in a relationship, or I'm not sure if I'm ready to be committed. And when you get things like that, it is absolutely 100% time for you to sit down and have a conversation with them, because they are one of three things are happening. Even they are comfortable emotionally with you, in that you help them escape whatever they're dealing with. Either they are sexually comfortable with you, and whether you're physically intimate or not, the sexual attraction for you makes them work, because they want to get to that finish end. So they'll do everything that you want emotionally, or what you're looking for, they'll do all of that just so that they can get to the end, which is having sex with you, because they are absolutely sexually attracted to you. Or three, like they just really are confused about what they want, and they're unable to align what they're saying verbally to what they're doing non-verbally, or, you know, with their actions and what they're saying. And so it's up to you, one, to sit down and kind of say, hey, is this what I really want? Like, I know, like, you're giving me everything that I want, but you're saying something different. Can I really deal with that? Or am I comfortable with just being in this whole relationship where you do everything but you say something else? And that is, yeah, that's really, really confusing. And a lot of times, like I said, it's one of three things. Either they're emotionally comfortable with you and they're using you to escape their reality, or whatever reasons people get into emotional relationships, because they're missing something somewhere else. Or they're sexually attracted to you, whether y'all are having sex or not. Like, they want to do everything they can to get you to sleep with them. And so they're going to do, you know, they're going to meet your standards if you gave it to them. They're going to meet your expectations if you laid it out there, because they want to be with you sexually. Or three, they really are confused of what they want, and they can't get it together. So that's my opinion on that, which is, to me, is a, huh?
No, go ahead, because I was just going to say, I'm just going to go with the confused.
You're going to go with the confused?
Right. I'm just going to say they're confused, and whether they're attracted sexually or they're all these other things, yeah, they're just confused, and they need to stop playing games. I'm going to need your yes to be your yes and your no to be your no. Okay?
And you're right. They absolutely should be honest about what they want. Especially, I'm sorry, when you get to a certain age, like, things should definitely, the game should stop. And if you're not, but it's all on the person who is receiving this message. A lot of times we put the focus or the blame on the person that is sending the message. But really, the person that's receiving this message, you have the choice. You have the option to say, if you are not, you are giving me everything I want on a nonverbal stance, or your actions are showing me what I want. But when you state to me, I don't want to be in a relationship yet, or I don't want to be committed, or I don't want things to change, but I still want to do the same things, then now it's got me thinking a whole bunch of things. But the main thing it has me wondering is if you're using me for some reason. And that is the point of where the person receiving the message has to say, do I want to stay in this relationship, or whatever the hell it is just knowing that I'm going, that I'm being used. And that's the question.
Okay.
Is the receiver has to make that decision.
I am gonna come back to that. I really want to talk about the onus is on the receiver. Please call in and join us in the conversation at 760-683-2662 so we can hear how you feel about this conversation. And we have Terrence from Maryland. Welcome.
Hey, what's
to
going on,
friend.
Family?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Hey,
hey,
what's
family,
going
on?
What's going on? What's up,
Hello?
Joe?
What's
hey,
up,
everybody?
Steve?
Listening to you guys again tonight, great conversation. I just wanted to add my two cents for whatever it's worth. I just wanted to, you know, speak on a subject where you get a whole bunch of confusion and communication when you come to actions and words and does he really mean it and does he not really mean it. And I think part of that is due to society's hypersensitivity to the truth. The truth in most instances
okay.
is ugly. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if a guy is sexually attracted to a woman, it's very unattractive for a man to go up to a woman and say, hey, ma, I like what you bringing to the table. What's up? Can we do something? Women think that's unattractive. You can't do that. And for a man on the other side, for a man, if a woman is looking at a man, she's like, hey, daddy, I really think you looking nice, or not that you looking nice, but I see how you acting and responding to these other people and these other women. I'm trying to make you mine. A man is going to turn around and run because it's too heavy. Like, the truth is too much for people to bear right off the bat. So people start to play these games about what they're saying and what they're doing. And a lot of times it comes in the actions. You just got to read in between the lines.
That's a lot of reading in between the lines. Now, come on. How come you can't walk up to a lady and say, hey, you're looking very nice. Can I get your number? I mean, you ain't got to
okay.
walk up and to be like, hey, ma, you know.
I'm trying to hit that. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm trying to hit. See, but that's the thing. I mean, why can't you be real? If you're trying to hit that, and then just say, look, I'm trying to hit.
But what's the chances, like, 9 times out of 10, if a guy walk up and say, hey, I'm trying to hit that, your response is going to be like, really?
Well.
Yeah.
Depending on the female, yes, and then some people will be like, okay, so we're going to do this in the corner over there, we finna do this on the train, where we finna go?
And
then
the chances of that happening, like, and that does happen, and I know that does happen, but it, in those situations, like, that's cool, you coming out, face card showing, everybody on the same level, so there is no game. But most times, that's not happening. That's just the reality of the society that we live in. You can't
you
come out like that.
The majority of women will think that's disgusting. Because, you know, even if I think he is attractive, if he come out and say, hey, I'm trying to hit that, you know, it's an instant turn off for most, I have to say. You know, and then again, if I've never been in a situation to where I was so sexually hyped that, you know, I would grab any dude that, you know, was decent, you know, that would say that. I haven't been there either. So
well,
I would honestly have to say that that's not attractive.
And on the same token, it's not attractive for a woman to go up to a man and say, I want to be your wife. Most men just not looking for that right off the bat. And if they are, they're looking for a certain set of qualifications and standards. It's just a
wow.
matter of taking the time to get to know each other. You know, and that's where the read in between the lines comes. And that also comes with a responsibility and maturity. If you a young-minded dude and all you thinking about is hitting that, and a woman is telling you,
like a woman, she's being truthful and saying, look, I'm looking for a man that's going to do X, Y, Z for me in my life, somebody that I can bond with and build with, and this guy is hearing that, but in his mind, all he thinking is, I want to hit that, then he going to do everything he can. Like Joe said, he going to play the role. He going to be that chameleon till he get to his end goal. I mean,
wow.
But as he's doing that, actions always speak louder than words.
I don't know that I agree with that. I mean, we say that, and we say that often, but just like what we were talking about before you came on the line, you know, you do have some people whose actions totally don't line up with what they're saying every day. So I can't say that actions speak louder than words, because in some instances, actions, I mean, just like what you just said, you said some dudes are going to go and do and say everything that needs to be said so that they can get their final goal of hitting that. So your actions are lining up with what, quote unquote, she wants or what he wants. And he's going to continue to keep doing what he's doing until he can get the final goal.
A liar is always going to be a liar. So to that, I would say actions do line up with words. The thing is, don't nobody want to take the time to get to know each other no more. If a dude is a liar from the beginning, he lying to you with his words, he going to lie to you with his actions. And only time will tell if somebody is a liar. Because if in his mind, his only purpose was to hit that, but he came like, yeah, I'm going to make you my wife, I'm going to take this to the next level. After a while, those actions aren't going to line up with those words, which means, number one, he was lying with his words from the beginning, and now he was lying with his actions from the beginning as well.
Wow.
Yeah, hindsight is 20/20, whatever. Okay. All righty.
But thank y'all for having me again.
Thank you, Sam.
I'm listening.
Thank you for joining in. Again, people, if you're listening, please join in tonight at 760-683-2663, where we're talking about he say, she say, or he say, she say, and what you thought he or she said. I'd like to go ahead and pull some of the comments from our chat room. One of the comments was, I feel that your actions show you can handle a relationship, but your mind tells you to say what is needed to bring your mate closer so y'all can get to a place to make the decision to be in a relationship. How y'all feel about that?
Can you say that again?
Yeah.
I feel your actions show you can handle a relationship, but your mind tells you to say what is needed to bring your mate closer so that y'all can get to the place to make the decision to be in a relationship.
I definitely agree with that. Like, I do believe that you have to show me with your actions, but I need your words, too, because we fail to realize, and I think it's just from the age-old saying that sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. And we kind of just rub that off, or we become desensitized to the power of words. But showing me you love me is, that solidifies what you say. But when you say it, it does something to me. When you tell me you love me, or you tell me I'm attractive, or you tell me like I am straight up lusting after your flesh because it's sexy, like whatever you're saying, like your actions, they stamp it, they solidify it, but your words are what motivates me or what gets my wheels spinning. So we need both. There shouldn't be one without the other. But a lot of times, like, hearing it, because you mostly hear women saying it, but men experience it too. I need to hear it. I need to hear you say it. Yeah, you show me you love me. You handling business, but I want to hear you say that you love me. I want to hear you say that you're attracted to me. So hearing you say, I want to be with you. I want to lay all my cards out on the table. I want to throw the black book away. All those other women, all those other men mean nothing to me. You're the one I want to be with. That is powerful. Like, your hearing it is so powerful. And I think that's why you need both. Your actions and your words have to align with one another. So I totally agree with that statement. And I want to hear it. I need to hear it. I need to see it too, but I want to hear it as well.
Joey, is it true, though, that some guys actually are just being nice when they use their words? They don't want to hurt the woman's feelings, so therefore they sugarcoat it with subtle things like, oh, you know what, I couldn't make it because da 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 da. But at the same time, keep stringing you along. For some reason, guys like to string women along. Either if it's for I might want her next month, or I got too much, you know, going on right now, so but I want her to stay put. You know, just to make it more visual, I've had a guy tell me a couple times, you know what, I know we got a date, but it looks like I'm going to be busy, so can I call you like da-da-da-da-da, I don't know, in another hour? And I'm like, you know what, why don't you go do your thing, man? You're busy. Go do your thing. We'll do something later. No. Can you hold it for me? Can you hold it open for me that time? Because I really, really want to see you. So is it, you know, that whole stringing along thing, is it possible that some guys are just honestly just being nice, just being nice and not wanting to hurt your feelings by telling you, I'm really not that into you, but I like you? You know, it's still possible, but, you know, that kind of thing.
I don't know. I think there's so many dynamics to be observed there, because it depends on his message. Like, from what you just told me, it sounds like that he was genuinely busy, but he wanted to show you still that you were a priority, and he's asking you to hold that spot open. So I can't, you know, that determination there can't be made unless I really knew, like, what else was into it. But as far as just your question in general, I think a lot of times, like Terrence said, a lot of people are just afraid of the truth. And so receiving the truth or telling the truth is something that people don't want to deal with. And we'll say it all the time. And I think people, human beings, male, female, old, young, we are so good at saying what we want. Oh, I want a good man, or I want a good woman, or I want to hear the truth, or I want, you know, to be honest and upfront with me. But deep down, for real, we don't want to deal with the truth. We don't want to hear it. And we get pissed off when people tell us the truth, when people tell it like it is. Absolutely pissed off. They don't want to deal with it. They say it all day because that's what you think you're supposed to say. But for real, you want to, most people don't want to hear the truth, and they prefer to be, and this might get some negative votes on my behalf, but they prefer to be lied to. And so a lot of people who know that about themselves, that I really don't want to hear the truth, they do string you along, or they do, you know, play the game or play the field, or they're not 100% honest with you because they can't deal with the truth, and so they don't want to give it to you either. And I think it's sad because we end up, you know, getting into things that we don't want to deal with. And I'm not talking about little stupid stuff like, do I look fat in this dress? Like, you know, most men are not going to answer that question honestly unless they have that type of relationship with their woman where they can be honest, like, hey, babe, yeah, that dress, that doesn't accentuate your figure right, or something like that, you know. Or maybe they will say, no, that does make you look fat. However they say it, but most men are not going to say that. They're like, nah, you look great in it, because they don't want to hurt your feelings. But my whole thing is, don't ask for the truth if you can't handle it.
Well, I'm going to say, for me personally, I prefer for people to tell me the truth, even if it means that I'm going to have to go in my little corner and I'm going to shed a couple of tears.
And then
I'm going to come back, but I'm going to respect you because you were able to be truthful with me. And then I also agree that with one of the comments in our chat room, it says that in their opinion, men tell you what they are about from the beginning, and women add or subtract to make it fit what they're looking for.
Woo!
I totally agree with that.
Oh, say that again. Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm going to say it one more time. In my opinion, men tell you what they are about from the beginning, and women add or subtract to make it fit what they are looking for.
Oh, my God, man. If y'all hearing this tonight, please write that down. Put it on your wall. Oh, my God. That was so...
Say it again, Deidre. Say it again.
In my opinion, men tell you what they are about from the beginning. Women add or subtract to make it fit what they're looking for.
Wait a minute. Who is this on this radio?
This is Mr. Law 2020. That's who this is.
Oh my goodness, what is up? So now now we are a radio show.
Deidre, listen. This weekend I went to SoulWorks, right? And the psychologist said that as women, we are more attracted to what we want to hear than we are actions and behavior. So what you're saying about us subtracting and adding to what we want to hear is absolutely true, because what we want to hear registers inside of us. What we don't want to hear, we negate it and put it off in one ear, out the other. Now, I would not say that men are always upfront about what they want, but nor are women, because a lot of times we as women will say, oh, yeah, we can just be friends, when you know you really want something more.
Right.
When a man is upfront and say, I just want to be about sex, you say, okay, we can just have sex, and the moment that's over, you start catching feelings. So I think it's a little bit... Yeah, in our case, Deidre, he starts catching feelings. You're right.
Exactly. Thank you.
Y'all are too funny. My ladies of amongst friends, y'all are too funny.
Well, call us family at 760-683-2662. We'd like to hear what you have to say about the conversation.
Can I ask y'all a question?
Yes, you may.
Sure. I was listening a little bit earlier, and it sounded like this guy that I know, that I like. Was that him who called in?
Yeah, first of all, I'm not going to keep telling you, Heather. That's all I'm going to say.
Don't kill my dream, please.
And I'm not gonna keep telling you.
All right, don't be sent to the corner, Heather.
Okay. I'm gonna cut you. But yeah, oh. Yes, it was.
Okay.
Okay, let's get back to the onus is on the receiver.
Before you get there, because I have a question for you ladies, just going back real quick, just before you go there. But please hold that, Deidre. So, ladies, if a man walks up to you and he says, and y'all ain't been out on a date or really got to know, but he says, my intentions is to marry you, how would you respond? And I'm talking about go ahead.
Me personally, because I do want to be married, I do want to have kids, I'm getting older and don't have kids as of yet, that's what I want. So So if a man walks up to me and says, my intentions are to marry you, the first thing for me is to run in the opposite direction because I'm a little nervous about that. I'm going to just be honest. Even though I want it, I'm running. I've actually come in contact with two or three guys who have said that, and they were, this is what I want, this is where I want to go. And I'm like, okay, yeah. And in the back of my head, I'm like, this nigga lying. He ain't even telling the truth. I don't care what he say. And then I will get conversations from other people, and they would be like, Deidre, you need to relax. You need to go with the flow. And then at the end of the day, my gut feeling was he was just lying. He just wanted to hit it.
Mm.
So for me, if a dude says that, then, yeah, I'm a little suspect.
I don't know why you're suspect if that's what you want.
I'm a little suspect because in past experiences, when they said that, it didn't end up that way.
Okay, but when would we rather let go
you walk. I would rather you walk up to me and say, look, you know, marriage could be on the table, it could not be on the table, but really and truly, I just want to see if you are as good as I think you are. Can I hit it?
But if that's their intention and they said that, that's one thing. But I think that if a man says to you, marriage is what I'm looking for, because I believe at a certain age, you no longer date off of whims and feelings and all of that. You date what you're looking for. And so if I'm looking for a wife, I date what I think is wife material. If I'm looking for a husband, I'm only going to date what I think is husband material.
Right. I agree with that. But
so for me, I mean, I just feel like if that's what you're looking for and that's what you want, and he says that's what I'm giving, until he shows you otherwise. Now, I mean, if he doesn't have things in place for himself that says he's ready to do that and be that, then you can question his saying that. But, I mean, a man who has a job, has a career, is on the right road, and is living like he wants a family and marriage, I don't see why you would shun that off.
I just told you why I would shun it off.
Okay, but when you going to let go of what happened then?
When somebody else comes up and say what they mean and mean what they say.
Okay, but if I come up to you and say, I'm trying to get married, you like wife material, let's date. You just told me you're going to shun me off because you don't think I'm telling you the truth.
No,
so either you're going to let somebody tell you the truth.
In the back of my mind, I'm going to be like, yeah, I don't believe that. I did not say I'm going to be like, yeah, I'm going to shut the door. I don't want to talk to you. It's over. No, I'm going to be a little suspect.
The heightened thirstiness. He was so ready, and he was perfect.
Okay,
wow.
You want to start going out names.
I hope that's not a real person.
Yes, that's a real person.
And he was attractive and nice. When he walked up to her and was like, "You know what? I want to take you to meet my mother. I really like your views, and I like you know you seem like a wife type."
Oh,
and Deidre straight dissed him.
Okay, hold up. Hold the freak up. First of all, Jesus.
Come on, breathe, girl, breathe.
First of all, you let go of yet another husband.
Let me tell you something. First of all, if I talk to a man and he done been married three times, and the reasons why he say things were not working out was because she did this or she did that, yes, I'm going to look at you and say, yeah, there's something about this situation that's not right. And then if talking to me over the phone or over the internet, you start talking about you want me to meet your mother or you're talking about your mother to me and you ain't never seen me, sweetie, no, I don't want to be with you.
What's wrong with that?
How you gonna tell me or that you wanna be with me and you don't know me? You ain't talked to
you
me
know
two
what?
Times.
Women make me sick. Women make me freaking sick. Because all of this, I wish it was like this and I wish it was like that. And no room for any supernatural, nothing to come in. But if he don't come in correct, then something is
okay,
wrong. If he does come in too correct, he's crazy as hell.
He wrote, since he's such a good guy, he's out there, he wants to be married, then why don't you hook up with it? Stop putting him on somebody
like,
else.
I told you he was like an uncle to me. I told you that I practically grew up with
okay,
your family. So therefore he had good.
Well, here's the thing, though. I think that I agree with what you're saying, Patrice, that it's amazing how women ask for and say they want something, and when that comes
exactly.
along, they walk away from it. And I know countless times that I've seen men who may not have been packaged the way a woman preferred for him to be packaged or say what she wanted to hear the way she needed to hear it, but has proven to be a very good husband. And a lot of times you're left on the sidelines single and trying to figure it out when you don't accept what's before you. Now, I'm not saying that you have to settle, that you have to change who you are, but I think in every relationship there's some give and some take, and we need to take off the table our list, what is our type, because you really don't know what your type is, and begin to think about who's going to be best for me as I grow and evolve and become the person that I'm working towards. Who's going to be best for me in my destiny? And that doesn't necessarily mean that this person is going to finance it or resources, but they may be the best support. They may be the best sounding board. They may be the best helpmate. And I think that's more what you have to look for, and not so much of what you want to hear and what you want to see.
And the reason I asked that question, and, oh, my God, this was good radio. I forgot I was a host for a second. But I think the reason that I asked that question is because I hear women say all the time, including even women that I've dated, I want this. I want a good man. I want a husband. I want this. And when the person presents that to them, they totally neglect it or they ignore it, or whatever the case may be, and you sit back, and you're like, but this is what you said you wanted. Like, I'm confused, mm-hmm. So why are you running away from it? And Deidre, I certainly feel you. If the Bama been married 3 times, yeah, that's a little questionable. I'm with you on that. But at the same time, what is it you want? If a lot of women say, I want a man to be honest and straightforward. If a man comes to you and say, these are my intentions, and you do totally the opposite of what you said you wanted, I don't understand. And that's why a lot of women, not you, Deidre, or anybody else, I ain't pointing nobody else, I'm just saying a lot of women, that's why they're still single, because they don't know what they really want.
Okay, but
and
Joe,
me off.
But Joe, I think that is true, and some women don't, but I think when you come to a place where you know what you want, and that is what you want, you see it, it's before you. What do you do when you can't have what you want? Because it's very easy for somebody to say, oh, that person's just not that into you. But if you can't give the person what they need, then what do?
You know what?
You should. Go ahead.
I have to admit, you do need to be careful with people that have had multiple marriages. And when I say careful, that does not mean judge them on the fact that they've been married multiple times. Because if you think about it, if women were men and men were women, meaning women were the ones that would ask for the hand in marriage, women were the ones that would choose the mate, women would be married about, I'd be married about 15 times by now. Because when you go in, when a woman goes into a relationship, she goes into it for the majority of the time, the long haul. And then she falls in love. And then she's like, okay, this is right. Let's confirm this. Let's feel it. Let's make it a deal. Now, because men are the choosers and they are the hunters, it's completely different because they got so many freaking options. It's so many different ways on how they have to make their decision. But women, once we in love, it's a done freaking deal. So you cannot judge people on the multiple times. He could just be loved. He just could love being married. He could love being married, but keep choosing wrong because he don't know how to choose.
Now, that I agree with.
Okay.
I agree.
please join us in this conversation at 760-683-2662. We are short to men tonight, so men, we're totally asking you to give us a call tonight. Again, that number is 760-683-2662. But we're going to go ahead and pull Leslie from North Carolina in. Let's hear your comment or question.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes,
Leslie?
I want to speak to Heather, please. Yes, it's Leslie. Yes,
oh.
I want to speak to Heather.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes.
What's up? How you doing? Hey, look. I'm not going to waste anybody's time because I've been catching bits and pieces of the conversation. But I just wanted to say that I've always had an invitation to try and come on this show and see how she was doing. But I just want to say, Heather, I'm so proud of you for your hard work, the fact you're doing well on this show. I'm going to do my best to make sure that I'm on more often. And I'm just so proud of you. I love you so much. And I'm just giving you so many well wishes from North Kakalaki. Oh, by the way, Jasmine told me to tell you hello, and she misses you. So keep up the good work, and you know how to find me. That's pretty much all I had to say. Oh, by the way.
Leslie, you got something to say? Leslie, say something about the subject, man. Say something.
That's the thing. I can't.
How you going to get on the phone and not say nothing?
Well, I've been catching bits and pieces, I've been catching bits and pieces of it, and so me to comment would be like I'm lying, but isn't the topic about guys not trying to lie? From what
not
I've gathered.
Being into the girl, but you know,
the topic is about when you're telling a woman something, but you really don't mean it when you say it.
Didn't we have this conversation earlier this afternoon?
Bye, Leslie.
Leslie, do you want Heather?
Say what now?
What the hell? Do you want Heather romantically?
Yes, of course. And she was
my
me.
Goodness.
Heather.
I'm not going to ask Heather, but
you've been keeping secrets, Heather. I don't even like them secrets.
It's not a secret. Leslie is someone that is very special to me, and since it's live and on the radio, and the rest of the world now knows, yes.
How you going to be lusting in your flesh for somebody else, though?
That's so amazing for him to call and profess his love over the air like that. That's really... that.
Wait a minute.
Does that mean something to men do that?
Yeah,
he said I love her very much.
Oh, but I thought that was more, like, platonic.
No, that
like,
was the rest of your life, though.
No. Real lot of things, and platonic is not one of it. So, no.
Got it. My bad.
No, man. We good. But honestly, I just wanted to call and give her well wishes, and just let her know I'm so proud of her, and I love her to death, and she knows that, and I'm proud of her.
And I'm proud
to call you my best friend because you're the only one that's always been there for me. I know I haven't been the best to express that, but I just want to
get you down on your knee about to propose or something.
That's what I'm about to say. This is about to get real saucy.
So I just want to thank you, and I just wanted to give you well wishes and let you know that I really do love you, and I'm gonna do my best to try and tune in onto the show every Wednesday because you know my schedule and I work a lot. But
can I do this on the radio?
No,
okay,
you can't ask no more questions.
Wait a minute. Okay, let's one more question from Leslie. One more. Okay. Hey Leslie, what is that thing that is stopping you from making a lifelong decision or just asking the question, can I be with you for the rest of my life? What is that thing that stops you?
Oh my God.
Wow. Honestly?
Yeah.
Honestly, the one thing that's stopping from us being together is myself. That's
what's your
weird
problem, dude?
Oh, come on, man.
This is an hour and a half show. So yeah, you're right. I got to stop tripping.
Our chatters are saying you need to man up.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
you have
what
to be honest.
Hey, y'all know what? Y'all not gonna go on the man like that, though.
No, you have to be honest. There's not a lot of Heathers. You know, Heather is very sexy. She's very fun. She's that one that you want to be around. I'm wondering why. How can you let somebody like that go, and just be like, oh, I love you, and my people love you too. I do good. How can you live the rest of your life without your best friend and the love of your life? I just want to know.
Let me say this.
Well,
can I say something, Leslie?
Not into.
Leslie, can I say something? Let me just say this.
Yeah,
because
y'all just took over the show. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I apologize for that, but what I do want to say in his defense is that I don't want him to be put on the spot.
Thank you.
I don't want him to be embarrassed. So I think he's been very honest in saying that the only thing that's keeping us from being together is him. And I respect the fact that he is very diligently working on himself.
Well,
can
I mean, Leslie, I wasn't putting you on the spot. I honestly just
no.
wanted to be educated.
I can tell you. There are a lot of things. There's distance. Like he just said, he's calling from North Carolina. And I'm here. We both have children. And so that's a matter of moving, relocating, things of that nature. And, you know, everybody has some maturing to do and some adjusting to being in a long-term relationship. Does that pretty much cover it, Leslie?
You know the whole story. So I guess that's like, what, 25% of it in a way?
Well, do you want to share more?
You go ahead. Go ahead. I don't care.
I mean, there's been infidelities. What he's basically saying is that there's been infidelities in our relationship. And we made a decision that if it could not be a monogamous relationship, we did not need to be together. And so he is working towards monogamy. Does that help everybody?
It does.
It sure did.
That's our whole conversation. The number where you can call in and be a part of the conversation is 760-683-2662. Thank you for Leslie for calling and sharing y'all business to the world.
Thank you.
So we're going to go back and we're going to talk about our topic.
Yeah,
Let me just say this. I think it was very courageous of him to call in, and that I don't mind. Like y'all know, I'm not like a hider. So, what it is what it is. So I think you know, I give him admiration for taking the step to call in and to say what he said. I appreciate it. I don't think there's any relationship that's necessarily perfect, but I don't feel like,
no.
You know.
I like transparent relationships better than secret ones.
Yes, and I'd much rather be happy knowing that we're working towards something than to be in something that isn't right and be miserable.
Amen.
So.
Now, what I was going to say was, if any of my exes are listening to the show, please call them because I want to get some. I want Treat and Deidre to drill you guys like they just drilled Leslie, which I appreciate him being strong enough to handle that. But I need y'all to be drilled. So if any of my exes are listening, please call in because I need them to question y'all families. Like that.
I didn't mean to drill Leslie. It's just that I felt it was extremely.
I thought it was fine.
No,
okay.
I felt like you were. No, Patrice.
Okay. right.
No, I don't think it was
We have Toby what? From Maryland. Maryland, Toby, what is your comment?
It was very freaking challenge of him.
First off, let me come to the defense of Leslie a little bit.
What is this? The
Well,
okay, go ahead.
A man doesn't profess his love to somebody over the radio if it's really not there. So y'all got to kind of give him a break on that. He genuinely cares about her because he wouldn't do it over the radio if he did. The man got issues. He has to work out. He has issues. And you have to respect him for admitting that he has the issue and has issues that he needs to work out on his own. I mean, it's a two-way street. Obviously, there's stuff between the two of them, not just him. I mean, it might be 80% him and 20% her, but at the same time, still, give him a break for at least admitting that he has issues that he needs to work out, and rather than cheat on her and be in a relationship with her and not admit it and, you know, be doing wrong, they decided to part ways so they can come back together as a whole and do it the right way. A lot of dudes don't
We weren't beating up on Leslie at all. We just found it fascinating that a man was honestly that open. And whenever you find a man that open and is not hiding behind his ego, then you honestly do want to be educated on the way he is thinking about the woman that he loves. So it wasn't an attack. Let's make that very clear. It was not an attack. We love that Leslie was that open, and we wish a lot of you would also be that open, you know?
Well, don't judge us all by some, because a lot of us are still that way.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Toby, for your comment.
Listen, guys. So how do you know when they're not into you?
We already asked that question.
Yeah, we already. Can we get back on Heather and Leslie?
Y'all can talk, you know, y'all could do a whole show on Heather and Leslie, and I guarantee you the lines will light up, and there's enough to be said. I mean, I think this is what I will say about tonight's topic and how it relates to me and Leslie. What Leslie did tonight is, let me finish, is so out of characteristic for him. And I think Patrice knows that it's so out of characteristic, very quiet, very unassuming, does not like anybody in his business. So for him to do that, it says so much more to me. But you would not believe the amount of people who have said he's just not that into you.
Wow.
He says one thing, but he's doing something else. He's not that into you. If he really loved you like that, if he really felt this way, he'd do A, B, and C. So I think that you have to sometimes go that route with that understanding, but you also have to see the person for who they are and know who you're dealing with. So no,
wow.
Off the surface, if somebody gives you certain actions and behaviors and words, you can determine they're not really into me, they're after what they want. But I believe that it's very difficult when you want and you need something, but you're not ready for it. And I think we've all been in that situation when something is prepared for us, but we're not prepared for it.
Wow. Oh, that was so romantic.
But you know what? I think I'm going to tell you one of the lessons that I've learned from a relationship. I've got two very powerful relationships that were significant in my life. And it was something that both women said to me that really shaped how I transformed dating women. And one of them said, you can't tell me you love me if you're not willing to die for me. And from that point on, when she said that to me, I became very, very cautious in professing my love for a woman because I'm not willing to die for a whole lot of people. And so I don't throw that word love around, especially romantically, anymore like I used to before she taught me that lesson. And then the second woman, she said, you can't love a person for who you think they will be. You have to love them for who they are now. And if you can't love them for who they are now, then you need to make the decision to get out of it and move on to someone you can love. And those two things totally shape how I begin the date. And I don't look for your potential in this sense. I don't look for in what I can mold and shape you to be or what I want you to be or what I see you can be. I'm looking directly at what you're presenting to me, what you're giving me right now, and I'm making a decision based on what you give to me. And so that's why it is, you know, to what Heather was saying, that's why it is, you know, a lot of people can say, oh, no, he got to do A, B, and C, and D, and E, and F to know that you're into him. I'm going to tell you this. If a man, and this is God honest, and any of the guys can disagree with me, but if a man, he comes to you and he is totally out of the norm and he is professing his love or he is telling you right off the bat, I want to be with you, but I don't know if I'm ready or if I don't know if I can do it at this point in time. But if he is professing his love for you and he is honest and he is true about it and he is stepping outside of who he is and who is watching him and he's doing that, that is somebody you need to really, really think about, can I be with him? Because at that point in time, he is completely void of ego defenses, of his pride, all of that. He's letting that all go, what his friends are going to say, what his family is going to think. And he is totally saying, I want to be with you. I want you. I love you. But right now, but at this moment, I need your support or I need your help to help me get there. Will you love me enough? Will you be patient enough to help me get to that point where I can love you with all my heart and be fully committed? And that is definitely the point of where you find whether somebody is into you or not, especially a man.
So romantic.
Patrice.
Yeah.
What are you calling romantic?
It's bittersweet when a guy honestly, sincerely loves you but can't do anything about it because he can't give 100%. And it's very manly to withdraw from a relationship when you can't give her what she deserves. It's very, very masculine. It's romantic. And I'm not saying that you should just drop everything and be with him, but I will say that love has such a loud voice that, you know, it's not always going to end up in marriage. It's not always going to end up, you know, the way society would have us, you know, believe it should end up. But love is love. That's just what it is. And you can love someone and it not be what everybody think it should be, you know? So I love. And I just saw that to be that. That's all. No pressure.
Well, no, I agree a lot of with what Joe just said, and I think that it is a hard pill to swallow to be prepared for what's prepared for you. Mm. And, you know, I think we as human beings want what we want when we want, and I think it takes a lot to say, I can't be the person I need for what I want, and I don't think it just applies in relationships. I think even when we dress up a resume and go after a job, if they offered it to you, but you really knew you couldn't do the job, you couldn't wing it, do you take the job just because they offer it to you and it's the money, or do you say, you know what, this is a project that's bigger than me, I'm not going to be able to handle it, and step away? And so at that point, I believe it becomes a moral issue, a character issue. And so you can appreciate that and you can respect that. But what I will say on a personal note is that it doesn't make it feel any better.
Mm.
It still hurts. It's still very painful.
Hell yeah. Mm. Hell yeah it is.
And
it
so
hurts like
you
this.
Have to find a very good balance between being angry, being resentful, feeling violated, and respecting and loving that person for loving you enough to say, I can't do this way right now.
Wow.
Because in your mind, you want to. And that's the one thing that I say to everybody. Don't give up your right to choose because you have that level of control. So you can't relinquish that. But what I do believe is that, you know, sometimes you do have to move on and move forward beyond something, and you just lose. You know, both of y'all just lose. But I think what makes that so difficult for us is because a lot of people live in a fantasy that says there's one person, there's one soulmate, there's one and only, God created this special one just for me. And sometimes it's just like anything else. You got a ticket, you got your luggage, and somebody's waiting for you on the other end. The train is coming, and it's going the direction you're going. If both y'all meet at the same time, it's wonderful for the train, it's wonderful for you. If you get there late, you're going to miss the train. That doesn't change where it's going, what its destination is, and that the other person is over there waiting for you, but it does change the fact that you're not on it.
Hey.
And you won't get there. So we have to begin to determine. Sometimes we have to cut our losses and lose. Sometimes you have to wait for the next train to come. And sometimes, you know, it is what it is. But you have to figure that out along the way. And so I think that we need to lean more towards what is beneficial for us, what is best for us, and where we see the most potential. And what our heart and us, our own capacity to handle. If you're a man or a woman that can wait on that person to gather themselves and to be who they need to be, then you can do that. And you do have to close out the voice of others.
Wow.
Yep.
But if you can't wait for that, you're not wrong for not waiting.
Hell no. You're not wrong. Not at all.
You might miss something. And you have to deal with that if you miss something. I mean, look at how many times we hear about couples that were together or should have been together and they went their separate ways in college or whatever and came back together 20 years later. I mean, you know, and I don't believe in, you know, some things people say, you know, it's meant to be, it will be. We make things happen. Things don't just fall out the sky and happen.
Yep.
We make things happen.
I don't believe that either. We make
it happen. So you have to work towards what you want. And I think if you believe it is what it is and it's going to be, then you'll do what it takes to have that. And no more
there
than a man needs to work, a woman needs to work to be the person. Because he can or she can be perfect for you. That don't make you perfect for them.
Mm.
And so somebody has to make either some compromise or build up to be who they need to be in relationship.
Yeah. Oh my goodness!
No, I got mixed feelings on that, but the majority I do definitely agree with. Definitely.
What's your mixed feeling?
Well, they might be the right one for you, but you might not, you know, be the right one. I think everybody needs to be who they are, and if you just happen to be compatible, then it can definitely work and build into something. But I don't think. Long shot, if he's not ready and you are, or vice versa, that doesn't make it, to me, it doesn't make it, okay, I lost my train of thought.
Well, just going back to what we're talking about tonight, I just really think that people need to be honest and upfront about what they really want. And I'm with Deidre. If you want sex from me, then I need you to just be honest with me about that and vice versa. But if I'm coming to you and I'm telling you right off the bat, look, I date with a purpose. I want to be married. This is my purpose for dating you, for feeling you. I'm feeling you, whatever. But I want to be married. This is the direction I want to go in. And you say yes, but really knowing that you really don't want that is deceiving. It's deceptive. And my whole thing is just be honest about what you really want. Stop playing the game. Stop trying to fit it through or, like y'all say, add or subtract from the person. Listen, if somebody is giving you their honest self and they're giving you what they want and they're laying it out on the table, make the decision. They're giving you the option. Men and women, when you are given the option, you need to make a decision. when you we always talk about we don't take the option from me, don't take the decision from me by lying to me. But when someone is honest with you and they're telling you what they want and you can't make a decision like you because you curious or you want to get something out of it, don't waste people's time. Let's just stop being dishonest. Let's be real. And if you can't handle the truth, go find you a liar and deal with them.
Let me tell you what they said this weekend, Joe, at SoulWorks. There was a quote that we took away, and it said, stop searching for the truth when you already know the lie.
Mm.
Stop begging somebody to give you something when you already know what's a lie, what's not real, what's not authentic, what's not genuine. And I think that the biggest fraud in relationships and in trying to court or develop relationships is that we really don't want people to be authentic and be themselves. Because if they are, you know, what will we take from that? You know, and we want to fulfill our own selfish desires and needs and wants. That's what we really want to do. We want to be satisfied, you know. It's like the guy who's like, the girl needs to look like this, 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 and that. But the girl looks like this, 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 and that most times is broke, got bad credit, got a bad mind, a bad heart, been abused, been through something, got baby strung behind her,
mm-hmm.
a whole bunch of issues, all this extra drama. And I'm saying until we settle ourselves, know who we are, then we can literally tell somebody what we want, but more so what we need in a partner. Because you definitely need somebody for the now, but you need somebody who can adjust to who you are in the future, because there are a lot of relationships that end not because nobody cheated, not because nobody was mean to one another. We're two different people than we were 10 years ago. So were we just marrying who we wanted because that's what we wanted or because that's who was into us? Or, you know, what do we need? Don't we need to dig a little bit deeper?
I agree.
What happens when you tell dudes that, you know, yeah, I can go out with you, but, you know, you're really not digging them?
I'm not going out with you if I ain't really digging you.
So you don't ever just like go on a date because you don't have anything else to do. Okay, I guess I'll go out with this dude. I don't have nothing else to do.
No, see, because I don't have a problem with going out with myself. I like me. So if I want to go to the movie and I want to go out or if I want to go dancing, I'm going to do just that. I don't have to have somebody to go with me. You know, sense in wasting both of our time. Especially
if you fit, yes, I do.
No, you don't.
But if I don't feel like being with someone,
that's true.
Oh my gosh, Deirdre, would you like for me to get her? Because I can get her quiet.
Didn't even go out with the Bama. That didn't even happen.
Yeah, well, Patrice, the guy who used to sing at the porch,
he's the guy that grew up with my uncle, so and that, then therefore he was a uncle. Okay?
If I have to date him in order for you to date him,
that's kind of freakish, don't you think?
Patrice, why you ain't go out with the guy who used to sing at the porch?
Who's got that used to sing at the court? Wait a minute. I want you to say who you talking about. Who are you talking about?
I don't know his name. He
yes,
used to sing at the porch, and I know he really liked you.
Oh, no, I really don't know who you're talking about.
It's a guy who used to do this singing at the porch at the restaurant that really liked you.
I honestly don't know who you're talking about now.
Well, what about the past?
Well,
what about
I guess
the past?
I guess that could be a topic for another show. What we want to do is we want to wrap it up here. We want to thank everybody for calling in. We want to thank our lovely panel for all of their efforts tonight. And join us again next week.